had a reoccurring dream like my whole childhood, and then it would stop for a while, and every now and then it comes back. But I used to have it.
It still comes back.
Really, very occasionally now, years and years apart. But I'm always at my grandma's house, and I find a secret passageway, and I'm in this. It feels like underground space, but it's super tall ceilings, gold and glittery like wallpaper, and like sconces on the wall, and teals, and just really like I'm in a castle almost. And there's a really, really, really long table, and then there's all of these. Well, I guess the way that I interpreted it was as like ghosts, like in ornate like ball gown dresses, and but it's like just beautiful, and I'm never afraid, and I'm never.
So you think they're ghosts? Like,
well,
are they transparent?
Yeah.
Oh, there's okay.
And they're like kind of like just mingling around, and I'm never really. I don't always fully interact with them, but they're aware, and I'm aware, and then I just hang out there for a while, look at all the beautiful stuff, and then I come out, and I'm at somewhere else in Red Wing, which is where my grandma lives.
Okay, so what would you title this?
I don't know, like secret side or secret location. It felt like I was always happy to be there.
Okay, so you felt good.
Mm-hmm.
And were you afraid of the ghosts?
Never.
Yeah. So you're in your grandma's house and you're there alone?
Yeah, there was never, that was always just the very beginning of it, like where I could find it.
So you're in your grandma's house and you find a secret passageway, and that's the recurring part of it. There's a secret passageway. And you go into the secret passageway and it takes you down?
Well, it's not really down, but there's not windows or.
Okay, so it takes you into like a dungeon-y kind of place, but it's not a dungeon. It takes you into a.
It's like super high archways and like ornate lights.
And it's like a castle, you said.
Yeah.
So it
like
takes you into this really cool space.
Yeah, very cool.
That's got really high ceilings. Very expensive looking.
Yeah.
It's very ornate. There's a huge table, but there's a lot of transparent people sitting, and they look old fashioned.
Yes.
And they're sitting at this table, and so you come hang out with them.
Yeah.
And then you enjoy yourself, and you feel very good about it.
Yep.
So you're never scared.
Never.
Okay. And then when you decide to leave, you just leave, and you're in Red Wing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's actually quite a good dream.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so it is there is some spiritual inheritance from your family line way back, and those are probably spiritual things that interacted with your, and it's the Lord's table, it's a feast, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But there's spiritual things from past that you can still have access to. It's not like you want to talk to spirits of
Mm-mm.
dead people,
no.
But it's spiritual things from the past that you can interact with, and it's really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
And yeah, so I don't know, was there a revival in Red Wing ever? I would look back on those years and just see what was going on in Red Wing. And did you know your grandma very well? I mean,
we were very
was
close
she a
with
spirit
her.
Holy Spirit led woman or not? And
maybe not Holy Spirit led, but Christian and
okay. So, cuz this is not necessarily about her.
No.
It's about her family line.
Okay.
Yeah, it's her house, but that's things older than her. So there's something very good in your family line.
Love that.
I would think that's
Love that.
Yeah.
I always wondered what it was about, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Lord wants you to learn more about what you carry. So the house, your grandmother's house, has something in it. There's things you don't even know about. But the Lord knows, and he's going to teach you.